everybody. It's Robbie Bessner, co-founder and device developer for Therasage, and we're back with another episode in our Lyme series. And today I have a dear friend, colleague, someone who I've known and kept close for, oh God, it has to be more than 15 years now, Dr. Jody DeJour. Let's spend just a couple of minutes before we get started. I know that we spoke earlier and you have a few slides that you want to show us. So we're going to share the screen and you'll grab the mic. But let's just sort of go back a little bit, backtrack a little bit, and give the viewers today a little bit of the backdrop about Dr. DeJour, Jody, what made you focus on in your practice, and kind of bring us briefly into the things you're doing today, if you would.
Oh, yes, of course, yes. I have personally been through autism, PANS, PANDAS, Lyme disease, mold biotoxin illness. In fact, all of the above with my son and myself. And by God's grace, we are fully recovered now. And that is pretty much what made me get into this. You know, dealing with conventional medicine only helped us about 60%. And what I found was looking for answers. The answers lay with completely natural plant-based medicine, plant intelligence. And that's what brought us from just being survivors to being thrivers. And that's what got me started on this path. I established the BioNexus herbal line for my son. And I found the efficacy to be so strong that I decided to introduce that line to my patients. And that's how I am. I'm here today. I mean, I've been a Lyme literate practitioner, ILADS member for over a decade now. And my practice is focused on plant-based medicine. So about 50% of my patient population are the ones who come to me as what I call as non-responders to the treatment options for chronic Lyme disease that we have out there. Now, these are some of the most heart-wrenching stories, Robbie, of dedicated people diagnosed with chronic Lyme, trying and seeing the best doctors to improve their health. They're changing old habits. They're superbly compliant, but they are somehow unable to get fully well. Many also complain, sadly, of weight gain, even on clean diets. The body seems to not tolerate pharmaceuticals so well anymore. They have multiple chemical sensitivities, mast cell activation, gut issues, and they wish to proceed with plant-based treatment options. A large portion of my practice is children, as you mentioned, with complex autism. And as you also know that most parents of children on the spectrum, by far, they prefer natural treatment options over pharmaceuticals due to the fragile gut-brain connection and immune mechanisms in these patients. Almost all of these are non-responders. In almost all of these non-responders, I find underlying mold biotoxin illness or CIRS, that's chronic inflammatory response syndrome. In over 60% of the patients I see with complex autism, I also find biotoxin illness as well. So as you're aware, I've experienced all of this firsthand, as I mentioned. So I can certainly relate to most of these problematic issues that these non-responders are experiencing. So please bear with me as I explain the mechanisms that occur that lead to CIRS. Now, Dr. Shoemaker's body of work has been a game changer for thousands around the world, practitioners and patients. And here is what we know so far. The body acquires biological toxins from various microbes, including, of course, tick-borne infections like Lyme disease, also from exposure to water-damaged buildings, contaminated food, water, air, insect bites. So approximately 27% of the population have a genetic HLA system predisposition where due to inherited immune response genes on chromosome 6 that confer immunocompromise due to repeated or longer exposure and what is called as defective antigen presentation. This inherited faulty mechanism of the innate immune system continues to be activated, thus generating inflammatory compounds like cytokines, get stuck on repeat, but unfortunately the adaptive immune system never responds to clear these toxins out. The complications of this kind of biotoxin illness, proliferative physiology as it's called, include things like metabolic acidosis, pulmonary hypertension, T regulatory cell deficiency, insulin resistance, remember I spoke about weight loss issues, and also neuronal injury. You see atrophy in the gray matter in the brain. There's endocrine imbalances and dysregulation of the immune system. Here, I would like to mention that most biotoxins are extremely small molecules that are capable of moving from cell to cell right through the cell membranes without being carried in the bloodstream per se, which means that they are difficult or impossible to find in your standard blood tests. In patients with biotoxin illness, this chronic inflammation leads to depletion of critical neuroregulatory peptides. One of them is alpha melanocyte stimulating hormone that regulate what is called as leptin in the hypothalamus in the brain. There is a release of tissue damaging proteinase called as matrix metalloproteinase 9, MMP9, which can be measured via blood tests, that occurs as excessive levels of inflammatory cytokines are released. There's unusual pain and various other symptoms. Now, this is important, Robbie. Leptin, the compound I mentioned a couple minutes ago, leptin turns on how tightly the body holds on to fatty acids. So when leptin is high, as in biotoxin illness, one will hold on to fatty acids and stores them in fat. This leads to rapid weight gain. And because of the high leptin, standard approaches to weight loss like eating less, exercising more will fail. Furthermore, with biotoxin illness, there is compromised lung capacity and, you know, rigorous exercise is not recommended either. Now, these inflammatory responses cause leptin levels to rise. They also lead to patients who are chronically ill, tired, cannot recover easily from anything, including Lyme disease, in chronic pain, forever overweight. Elevated cytokines can produce additional symptoms, which patients will notice, like headache, muscle ache, unstable temperature, difficulty concentrating, often a lot of sinus problems. the brain feels as if it's on fire. There is multiple hormonal and endocrine issues as well. So what happens is the second your body detects something that is an intruder or what we call as a pathogen can cause disease, your immune system starts to work. The body sends a first non-specific wave of attack, which is mediated through your innate, your inborn, or, you know, as I like to say, the factory installed immune system, immune mechanisms, to kill the microbe or the invader that the body has detected. Now, this occurs within a few hours to days, and you get symptoms like the initial symptoms of pain, inflammation, malaise. The next step, the immune system starts to learn additional details about the enemy and sends a large, highly specific second wave of reinforcements through your adaptive immunity mechanisms to kill what is left. So here is where you will explain, you will experience things like fevers, fatigue, and other symptoms of a good, robust immune response. So yes, you know, fevers are important if you have a good immune system. You know, I can't tell you how many patients come to me and say, my child or myself, I don't remember the last time I've experienced a fever. And this is what I try to explain to them, that you know, fevers are an excellent response, that your immune system is working well. Now, studies have shown that Lyme disease can suppress the immune system, unfortunately. Lyme disease bacteria suppressed host complement-mediated killing and neutrophil-derived antimicrobial responses, including induction of antimicrobial or microbial killing peptides. So spirochetes can undergo, keyword, non-inheritable transcriptional reprogramming events, ultimately favoring Lyme disease persistence in that particular individual. And additionally, bacteria like mycoplasma that very commonly exist as a co-infection, studies show they can suppress the IgM levels in afflicted individuals. Often I see mycoplasma titers, I remember with my son as well, as high as 7,000 to 8,000, but IgG, wow, which when treated, right? Which when treated affords significant relief from associated symptoms instead of ignoring this clue and setting it aside as an old infection, as many practitioners who are unaware may do. So it's important to educate the patients as well as the practitioners as far as the immune mechanisms that go haywire because of chronic Lyme disease, as well as, you know, CIRS. You wanted me to talk about one or two takeaways that practitioners and people watching this can immediately add to their toolbox or take it back to the practitioners and have them explore, you know, how to make them feel better, what they could have been missing. So one, I would say, is Marcon's. And the other is caution with respect to use of excessive use of immune boosting herbs in patients with chronic Lyme. So over 90% of my patients with autism and chronic Lyme disease are also dealing with Marcon's. And in kids with autism, I find significant cognitive and behavioral gains are observed when treated. Now, what is Marcon's, right? Marcon's comes with biotoxin illness. You know, it is a simple deep nasal swab, which can be done, right? It is relatively inexpensive. And there is one plant-based treatment option that is available. So here, let me share my screen to explain what happens with the Marcon's when you are exposed to biotoxins, when you're living in mold or you're exposed to water damaged buildings. It's interesting, you know, children on the spectrum, as well as people with chronic Lyme disease, often spend many hours in therapy. It could be any kind of therapy, you know, ABA therapy, meditation, emotional freedom technique, yoga centers. And many of these centers themselves can be water damaged. Sometimes people's cars have old water damage that they experience. The school can be, most schools are old buildings, as well offices, you know, is where my patients are exposed. Many patients also have summer homes on the beach, which summer homes and or winter homes on the beach, which can be water damaged as well, you know, due to the high exposure to moisture. So let me share my screen. Okay, so let's get back now. Let's proceed with talking about Marcon's. I explained briefly what is Marcon's. When you're exposed to a water damaged environment or when you acquire biological toxins, we find that, you know, again, once again, you know, research studies show that Marcon's which is multiple antibiotic resistant coagulase negative staph, occur as a result of having biotoxin illness and everything that's associated, the immune response associated, the hormonal imbalances associated with biotoxin illness is what fosters the growth of Marcons in your sinuses. It's a simple test. It is a deep nasal swab, which detects Marcons. It looks at how much of infestation or colonization you have in your sinuses, as well as what kind of biofilm these organisms produce. So the plant-based treatment option for Marcons is highlighted in this slide. And this explains what happens with Marcons, right? There are four things that happens with Marcons. Now, one is Marcons release two toxins, exotoxin A and B. Now, these toxins cross the blood-brain barrier and it starts, goes to the hypothalamus and starts cleaving the alpha melanocyte stimulating hormone, which is a major anti-inflammatory peptide, neuroregulatory peptide in the brain, and it splits it and renders it useless, as it's seen here. You see the toxins A and B. Next, Marcons colonize and produce a matrix, and this matrix, which we know as biofilm, this barrier blocks the immune cells from getting rid of the Marcons. This is how the Marcons hide from the immune cells. Number three, Marcons can cause differential gene activation in the host because this melanocyte stimulating hormone is reduced. Okay. Last but not the least, Marcons also release hemolysins, which cause increase in cytokines, further increasing the inflammation, and this becomes a vicious cycle. So what we did was, as I mentioned, with my son, we were unable to continue using pharmaceuticals because of compromised gut. In the beginning, we had to because we were trying to save his life, and within a few months, we had to move on to plant-based medicine. And one of the things that we developed was Formula One NSB nasal spray, which is completely herbal, plant-based, biodynamic. It is part of the BioNexus herbal family of proprietary herbal formulas. It is the only treatment for Marcons that's available all over the world now. And it's the only plant-based treatment for Marcons that has been studied in labs, in a lab study. That lab study is included here. Right here, you will see, I'm gonna increase the resolution just a bit. So you see, so Dr. Musto at Microbiology Labs and his associates, studied the effectiveness in vitro. This report is available on the BioNexus Health website. And as well as upon request, if practitioners need any clinical evidence, we also have a multi-center study going on of over a large patient population, which has been treated with the Formula One. So, it's very scientifically studied because it has a worldwide distribution. And as you can see, it has a very high inhibition rate of 97.4 to 99.2%. It is effective against biofilm and certain mold species as well. So depending on whatever your nasal swab shows up as.
There were just so many beautiful pearls that you tie things together. And I know we're going to have some time afterwards to go over a few questions, but while we're on the topic now, what we've experienced in our clinics working with practitioners, you could take a Lyme patient that is fully functioning and get them exposed to mold, and they get completely whacked out. They go from being functioning to non-functioning almost overnight. and they can't quite figure out where that's coming from. And mold, I mean, there's hundreds of variations of mold. If you're in a coastal city somewhere in, you know, in the US, you can almost guarantee there's going to be mold. The question is what type and how aggressive it is and how your body responds. So right. I think that this mold topic is something that really needs to be taken very seriously because of all the things you've mentioned. And then many people out there that are actually having trouble moving through their whole process of getting well. It's very hard to fix the body when you're constantly being re-exposed to mold per se, if that's one of the culprits.
Right.
And so before you can even seriously, it's going to slow down the whole healing process. And so you need to address sort of the foundational parts. You know, if you have mold, figure out where it is, remediate that. That may mean that you have to leave the apartment or the house that you're living in because of that exposure, because you'll never really get well or heal completely if mold is still around.
Yes.
And so that's one challenge that I absolutely love. Now, we just left the slides about Marcons, and most people, that's a very misunderstood topic. And so I'm so happy that you brought that up. Can we assume almost that every symptomatic Lyme patient has a challenge with Marcons as well? Is that something that people could feel, rather than going through the diagnostic, the clinical, the swabs, and actually doing the testing, would there be anything wrong about prophylactically using your supplement, that Formula One NSB, just to use that to you know, as in yes. your toolbox, so to speak, as you mm-hmm. said, is there any downside to using that supplement?
No, there really isn't. I do have almost all of my discharge patients use Formula One prophylactically, especially because, you know, there is exposure everywhere. I mean, it's very common. So we always have, you know, I have one that is called as, and you love this, it's called as a daily ohm blend. The daily ohm blend combined with Formula One is what I suggest for a prophylaxis for almost all of my discharge patients. You know, patients who are in the process of getting discharged, because we slowly wean them off the complete herbal protocol. So during that process, I have formulated the daily ohm blend. It is a big, broad spectrum blend, which is broad spectrum antimicrobial blend, along with Formula One, which seems to be working really well. I mean, I'm on it, you know, my son is on it as well now that he's in college. And it's just something that is, it's all natural. We haven't seen any kind of adverse reaction, so to speak, you know, if it is used as indicated. And again, you know, it's just an herbal product. Now, here's the thing. Right now, it is only available to practitioners.
Okay.
So, but it is also available through your primary care. If your primary care doctor can send a prescription to Hopkinton Drug in Massachusetts. So Hopkinton is compounding it. It is the exact same cost, you know, they are being very kind and compounding it for each patient as needed without any additional cost added to that. Maybe the shipping, but that's about it. So Hopkinton Drug. Now I'm in the process of obtaining all the permits and completing all of the documentation that is required to make it available to the public on my website. Now, those efforts were derailed because of current global events that started last year. And, but you know, it's still in the works. So hopefully soon. I've had so many people from all over the world asking me, you know, when is that going to be available to regular people, you know, to the public, and hopefully soon. And
sure. I love the fact that you're so dedicated to the process, and it is for all of you out there that are tuning in. Just now, we're talking to Dr. Jody DeJore, and she's describing her plant-based tinctures and formulations that she's put together, not just to take care of the challenge you're having now, but to stay on top of your game, to stay multiply, you know, to stay, you know, working towards that optimal health. Now, we all know we're living in a toxic environment, but she's talking about something else. Like, when it's one thing, you know, we have chemicals in the air, we have chemicals in our food sources, the glyphosates, there's lots of challenges out there in our environment. But we also have the normal evolutionary environment challenges too, like mold, for instance, that you can't see, you can't smell necessarily, you can't taste, but it's there and it does affect us. Mm-hmm. So having a battery, or at least be armed with some of the formulations that Dr. Jody is talking about today, could be an essential to have in your toolbox to make a difference in your overall health profile. So I just love what you're doing, Jody. This is amazing. Please continue.
Thank you. So now, coming to enthusiastic immune boosting that we have seen occur, especially as I mentioned this past year due to global events, immune boosting implies stimulating the immune system. In patients with autism, tick-borne diseases, mold, biotoxin illness, immune suppression and or immune upregulation and dysregulation is well documented. I explained a bit as well. In addition, regulatory T-cell dysfunction and or depletion is seen in patients with biotoxin illness and PANDAS type issues. Lyme disease as well. Without adequate modulatory effects of Tregs, modulatory meaning regulating effects of Tregs, autoimmunity or an increase thereof, meaning increase of existing autoimmunity. One example would be, you know, thyroid autoimmune problems like Hashimoto's or inflamed thyroid are quite common in people with Lyme disease. In fact, I was reading a couple of research studies about this just yesterday. So autoimmunity or an increase of autoimmunity can result with, you know, over-the-top immune boosting. In fact, you know, it's not necessary to do any kind of immune boosting. I personally advise my patients to not do any immune boosting. You know, immune modulation is the key. So it's best to have a knowledgeable practitioner on board if you have chronic illness, or of course, obtain the knowledge yourself. That's why we are here today explaining this. And, you know, instead of experimenting with immune boosting, being led by fear. As they say, love and fear cannot exist in the same energetic space. So if you are trying to heal yourself, lovingly heal yourself from chronic illness, it is best to put all triggers for fear on the back burner, or, you know, just try and eliminate them as much as possible. And I won't get into all of the different modalities that can be used, because I'm sure, you know, Robbie probably has other more knowledgeable practitioners on those methods in your Lyme disease series. So herbs like echinacea, astragalus, what else? Let's see, eyebright would be one. So there are many immune boosting herbs that are sold to everybody, you know, without explaining the risks involved. Now, immune boosting minerals like zinc is not what I'm talking about, not vitamin C. You know, these are dietary minerals and vitamins, which even if you take in excess, the body will use what it needs to use, and then, you know, it will excrete the rest. With zinc, as long as you maintain your copper balance, because zinc and copper are complementary, you're fine. With vitamin C high doses, if it is too high of a dose, you may get loose bowels, so then you know you need to decrease the dose. But when it comes to herbs, you have to be careful for the reasons I just highlighted. Now, immune modulation, on the other hand, is immune regulation. immune regulatory herbs help the body achieve a balance with the innate and also the adaptive branches of the immune system, including your TH1, TH2, TH17, B cells, mast cells. Mast cell issues we know are also quite common with people with chronic Lyme and biotoxin illness. So I'm going to talk a little bit in depth about immune modulating herbs. Okay, and I think it's important to understand, you know, what's going on here. So immune modulating herbs that reduce inflammation may help downregulate the autoimmune response. Several herbs that have been traditionally used for this purpose have also been investigated scientifically to determine their mechanisms of action. So for example, would be things like hops, artemisia, sarsaparilla, ashwagandha, nettles, ramania, Chinese skullcap. Now, these herbs may have a role in decreasing both inflammation and the overzealous autoimmune response. And these include boswellia, green tea, simple as ginger, turmeric, stephania, white willow bark would be another one. The anti-inflammatory mechanism of action of, for example, sarsaparilla for arthritis is linked to its ability to inhibit TNF-alpha-induced NF-kappa-beta activation. So it, you know, puts the kibosh on inflammation, the process. Ashwagandha is well known, I mean, often beloved herb. Studies have shown that its extract can significantly suppress the lipopolysaccharide-induced production of inflammatory cytokines. Withania, which is ashwagandha, is an immune amphoteric, meaning it's wonderful. It's both stimulating the immune response in low immune states, and it exerts an immune suppressive action on B and T cell activity in hyperimmune or autoimmune states. So once again, it's important, read the labels, avoid products with herbs like Echinacea astragalus. If you have Lyme disease, mold biotoxin illness, autism, or any unresolved chronic illness, caregivers and unaffected family members can certainly utilize immune boosting herbal products. So let me share BioNexus herbals with you, as well as the book. All right, so in conclusion, I'm very specific with my patients that, you know what, I'm not in the business of treating symptoms. I practice root cause natural medicine, address the root cause, and the body will find its homeostasis once again. You mentioned something about mold-induced inflammation and you know how it becomes difficult to eradicate co-infections. Lyme disease, as we know, cannot be eradicated, but it can certainly be put into remission. The reason for this being, you know, bacteria, microbes, fungi, they thrive, they grow, they multiply, reproduce when the body is inflamed. So the problem is the internal terrain, the milieu. So if you address the internal terrain by clean water, clean air, environmental remediation, like you mentioned, Robbie, as well as antimicrobials, and of course, you know, plant-based antimicrobials work really well as well. When all of this is addressed together, that's when, you know, my chronic non-responding patients see relief, finally see some relief. So patient compliance is important. You know, you need to progress with patients, with your patients. My approach obviously is the BioNexus line of proprietary herbal blends and formulas. Many key blends are stem cell enhanced and are also tridoshic, Ayurvedically, for those of you who are interested in Ayurvedic. You see, it's not as simple as reducing histamines and treating symptoms. We need to support the cells from within, address root causes, eliminate toxin triggers, eliminate microbial infections, biofilms, etc. For cellular support and hydration, I find cell salts one of my favorites would be Unda Melange. And I also find modalities like gemotherapy or legotherapy, spiritual counseling, meditation, yogic or pranic breathing, emotional freedom techniques, trauma detox to be especially useful, along with, of course, you know, diet and lifestyle changes that we mentioned. It's important to make peace with the new normal, I find. Now, let me share my screen. So we have a biodynamic farm in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and we try to grow as many as we can in, you know, either greenhouse or in the soil. It's wonderful there right now as we are starting the season. And it's a biodynamic farm. It's beyond organic. And everything is made in small batches. We don't make anything more than 1 gallon in a big glass jar at a time. So practice spiritual herbalism. We follow moon cycles in harvesting. It's complete regenerative farming. It's literally, you know, from farm to apothecary. And for anyone who wants more information on herbals, it's on the website as well. This we spoke about, Formula One. This is the research study which was done. Now, there are many formulas. I will briefly go through them here. As you can see, there is, you know, formulas all the way from 1 to 9. And then there are blends. One of them is the Daily Om blend. This chart is given to practitioners for use, but I'm just briefly sharing here. So TIS blend is a beautiful tick infection support blend. Everything has Western herbals as well as Ayurvedic herbals in there. They're available all over the world. So lots of different proprietary blends, mast cell support, cytokine modulation, immune system modulating, immune system boosting. See, ISM is the immune system modulating blend. And this is the latest book that has been released. It's available on Amazon. And this is the BioNexus approach to biotoxin illness. It's fully a plant-based guide to treatment of biotoxin illness. So I'll stop share here and I'll hand the reins over back to you. Please let me know if I've missed anything.
Oh my God, no, it's so complete. I had the pleasure of actually seeing the pre-release of your book before you brought it to the market. It's an encyclopedia. This is, if you want to know the A to Z on step-by-step guide, as she writes, you have to buy this BioNexus approach to biotoxin illness. It really does explain a lot of the things that, you know, that answers the questions that people have, like, how many Lyme patients have you seen? And I know that I've seen thousands over the years that say the same thing. They've gone from doctor to doctor. They've tried things. It's worked for a little while. Then they go into remission and they relapse back. And it's just a roller coaster experience. And at the end, it's sort of a zero-sum game from a physical point of view. But from an emotional point of view, it just keeps, it's like being punched at every day. And after a while, you just lose hope. And it's so hard to figure it out because you feel like you've done everything you could, probably exhausted all your money. You've gone from doctor to doctor and you're not feeling any better. Mm-hmm. And what you've done is you really kind of given us hope. And you've also done all the heavy lifting in understanding the steps that you need to go. And I love, you know, people talk about and they read about and they go, oh, I've got, you know, immune suppression. So then they go and they research and they buy a whole bunch of supplements that are immune building. But just understanding that that's not necessarily the right thing to do. It's not about building your immune system. It's about understanding the steps you need to take and modulating that based on how your body is responding. That's so important to know. And that might sound easy for us to talk about that, but that's why, Jody, why you're so, it's so important that we're talking today, because having the care of your practitioner who has a more fine-tuned approach to this, using your formulations and watching the way that your body's responding, is so important to know exactly how to tweak the your formulation or your protocol that's specific to you. And that's very unusual. It's not a broad brush stroke. Everybody watching today knows that their body is different than the next person. And the way your body interprets the milieu or the imbalances in the way that the microorganisms have stacked up inside of you is different. And for that reason, I love the fact that you've created the sort of the platform by doing the heavy lifting on all the formulations. Now, what order to put them in and how to dose them is an individual approach. And yeah, you've taken the pain to do that. And that's why you work so well with the practitioner, field. And so you're not a threat. Actually, you're looking to join in a collegiate way to get that patient well. So all of you out there that are listening, you know, we're not asking you to leave the practitioner that you love and that is working with you, but we want you to know that Dr. DuJour and her practice is set up to coordinate with your practitioner to get you the optimal result. And that's a big difference. So I absolutely love that. The other thing, I'm just going to dive into some of the notes that I took listening to you. For people that don't know about the Ayurvedic approach, it's really very interesting to me because it's not Western medicine at all. You look at, they study the way your body type is and the way that you're sort of your construct in a way. And based on that format, which they call dosha, and it's got different formulations, there's actually hybrids of, you could be half this dosha and half that dosha. Mm-hmm. But knowing that discipline, and that you're talking about medicine that's been used in the Indian culture and the Eastern approach for thousands of years. Okay, this isn't hundreds of years like Western medicine. This is thousands of years with success. So I love the fact that you have that discipline and that you incorporate that in your formulations and that you bring that forward too in your approach to this challenge that we're having. I love also the fact that your homegrown farm, you've got completely control over that you've got a steady eye on it, and that you're not looking at mass production. Yeah. Everything you do is uniformed. It's got to meet your criteria, and it has to pass your test before it's going to actually get into a bottle to be distributed to the public. And that's very different also than most people's compounding approaches. So this is amazing. And then I really loved what you said in the beginning about the non-responders, because that's where people get tired and they get punched out because they're doing what looks good on paper, yet their body isn't responding. And what you've helped us understand today is that it's not that you're, a mutant or a freak or anything like that. It's just the way your genetic makeup has interpreted the surroundings and your internal environment that's created sort of roadblocks or little barriers where you need a little extra attention in order to get that stuff worked through before you can get on the road to recovery. And that really understanding that takes a lot of frustration away from a lot of people watching today that, keeps hitting that wall and they can't quite figure out why they're not breaking through. And it could just very well be exactly how you described. So I just absolutely love the fact that you went to that place. Many of the herbals that you talked about, I actually take every day. Ashwagandha is one of my go-tos.
Yes.
To calm you down. And, one thing you talked about a little bit was just that sympathetic state where people are very anxious, and it expresses in heart palpitations. It's also very frustrating. And it's also part of the challenge we're having globally now with COVID, the restrictions, the change in our lifestyles, the family units and breakups and cohesiveness that we were on a track. And now in one day, it switched to a different track without getting us all getting the playbook to what that is. And it's being interpreted in many ways. And so that extra anxiousness, that sympathetic dominant state is not very conducive for healing. And so using different techniques of meditation and calming the body down, shifting your sleep patterns a little bit, these are all the things that you can do, all of us can do, that don't cost a lot of money, that can get us into a better state of mind and body to receive the therapies to get the real results that we're looking for. So I think that, wow, today you've given us so much more than I anticipated, Jody. Thank you so much for your time and attention. We only have a few minutes left. So you've covered everything on my list and more. So I'm wondering if there's anything else that you want to leave us with before we have to call it a day today.
Well, I might just want to add that BioNexus herbals are available to practitioners all over the world. Right now, we have about 20, 25 practitioners in Europe that are utilizing the herbals as well as BioNexus protocols for treating. Europe, Eastern Europe, Western Europe, the UK, North America, Australia. I just spoke with a Lyme disease practitioner, a naturopath in Australia just the other day. So he's looking to actually bringing the herbs in bulk to Australia. They are available everywhere. I mean, I'm in the process of establishing a relationship with a physician in Pakistan, India as well. So hopefully the herbals will be available to practitioners near you. And additionally, we are able to ship worldwide as well. So if your practitioner wants to sign on until the documentation and permits are complete for being able to have a regular public store online right now, The BioNexus store is restricted to practitioner only access, because Robbie, as you know, we have the wonderful FDA here in the US, which we all have to, work with.
So, yes, we have our own work with the FDA. As you know, right, our infrared devices are listed with FDA as class two medical. So I know the registrations, and it takes years, yeah, to get through this process, and many, many dollars and time. And so I know you guys out there don't really have a full understanding of how much work Dr. DuJour has put in to be able to bring any formulations, to the marketplace, to your home. And so being respectful of all of that, it's wonderful that you're so dedicated and are continuing on the process for all of us out there. And if going to our doctors is the way to go and hooking that doctor up with you so that they truly understand how to use your formulations, what order, to use them in, and what kind of dosing to do to get the best result, I think that's a game plan. That's a winning game plan for all involved. You can reach Dr. DuJour through bionexushealth.com. You can call her practice. You can have your practitioner call her practice. If you're interested in joining her virtual practice, you can go through the forms that she has to get an understanding of your background so she can put together a manicured game plan for you. You're really an all-star, Jody. I meant to mention this earlier, but I'm always curious because some people that are in, I don't know if there's any good ticks out there anyway, but many people live like in the tri-state area, Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, like where Lyme Central, I think it's everywhere, frankly, but let's just say there. And they want to be proactive and sort of protect themselves from getting Lyme disease. So it's sort of a unique scenario if you can find the tick and you get a bullseye rash. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of these things are classical, but for the most part, they're hiding under your armpit or in the back of your hair somewhere, and you can't find them or never find them. And all of a sudden it's beyond the time when you can treat it aggressively, so you never develop symptoms. Is there anything in your strategies that someone could do or use in your formulations that would be, in a sense, being proactive or to support themselves? So if they do get bit, or when they get bit, or when they become exposed to Lyme or the co-infections, is there a strategy that you have for those kinds of patients?
Yes. One is the tick infection support blend, TIS blend, that contains everything you need for Lyme and co-infections as a maintenance composition, right? You can certainly increase the dosages. And so you would do the TIS blend if you get a tick bite. So let's backtrack just a tiny bit. Tick bite, remove the tick properly, immediately spray with the mix for formula 4 IBT, insect bite tincture. So formula 4 IBT, mix that, you know, it comes in a dropper bottle. These are the instructions that I give all of my clients as well. So take bentonite clay powder, it's available on Amazon, mix, right, make a paste of it. And after you spray and clean the bite, tick is removed, the bite is clean, apply the IBT mixed with clay twice a day for 2 days. And I often see, you know, overnight relief from, like, I've had insect bites, not ticks, but spiders, etc. And I see, you know, big swelling, redness, pain, that subsides very quickly with that. Next would be to obviously start, like I said, tick infection support blend, TIS blend, 10 drops three times a day. Okay, you're going to herx. You're going to herx a little bit because, you know, most of us carry underlying minor infections, which your immune system is handling. But when you go in with you know, artisanal herbals, it is going to give you a bit of a herx. And if you've acquired any infection from the bite, most do. So that's one way. Then do the TIS blend at that dosage for 2 weeks. If you develop symptoms, then instead of doxycycline for 6 weeks, just do the TIS blend 15 drops three times a day for 6 weeks instead of the antibiotics, okay? After that, in order to preserve your wellness, the best way to go would be the daily OM blend.
Okay.
Right? And obviously, you know, when you are doing the TIS support, hopefully your lifestyle is not pizza and pasta all day, you know? So pizza, pasta, cookies all day, that's not going to help. You're just feeding the disease. Unfortunately, it's sad, right? The standard American diet.
Yeah, that's true. Wow. Thank you so much for sharing your education, your time, your research with us today. And I urge everyone out there, get a hold of Dr. DeJure, because frankly, she's amazing. Thank you so much for joining us today, Jody.
Thank you, Robbie. Appreciate all the kind words.
Well, you really, I can't say enough. So thank you again.
Hey everybody, it's Robbie Bessner. Thanks so much for joining us today. Please share this content with anyone that you think might benefit from it. And we're looking forward to having you with us tomorrow for another great interview.